feel like you had to step up tonight?
Yeah, I mean, we have to get somebody to score from the perimeter consistently. And I feel like, you know, being one of the veterans, I guess, on the wing or on the perimeter, it's a job that I can take on and be aggressive. You know, coach has confidence in me as a shooter and as a scorer. So it's just something I felt I had to do to step up, especially with PJ and Leslie out.
What helped you guys step up in the middle of the second half?
We just started getting better shots. In the first half, we played a lot of me ball instead of team ball. We didn't share it as much. We didn't set screens. We didn't use screens. And that's what got us beat badly a couple times last year. So we just deviated from what we've been working on in practice. But second half, we were able to take our time and get better shots.
You guys have two games now under your belt. What's your confidence level going into Sunday?
No, we're still very confident. We understand that, you know, we didn't play very well in this first half and for a lot of the game, honestly. We got out-rebounded 20-25 against a team that we were bigger than. So, we know we can play a lot better than we did tonight, but it was good to have a little adversity. That makes us a better team in the long run.
Does it feel natural for you to maybe hunt your shot, or did it come from some of that more of patient offensive approach with him?
Tell them about that play on the sideline over there when you threw it in bounds.
I was like, who is it?
How you doing, son?
There's Michael back here if anybody wants to give Marcus a little more breathing room.
In high school, I felt more comfortable hunting my shot, especially my senior year. But last year, I became a distributor. Three scorers as good as James, Michael, Reggie, and PJ. But I still have a little bit of that aggressive mentality. I mean, I'm going to have to bring it out for at least, the beginning of the year.
Is that still kind of like a work in progress, though, like getting that scoring mentality right and keep on for your offense?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously a work in progress just because it's something I haven't had to do here yet. But, at the same time, you're a basketball player, and if the team needs you to step up and be a scorer, then that's what you have to do. And, my teammates trust me enough to, be a good decision maker while still, maybe taking more shots or being more aggressive. So that's just something I know I have to do.
After a game like tonight, is there anything special you say to Nate that seemed like he kind of struggled
sometimes? Oh, I mean, he's doing all right. He had a tough game tonight. And I can tell him that I had a bunch of those when I was in his position last year. So he's going to be fine. It's just, freshmen, they have bumps along the way, but I have no worries about Nate.
With Nate in the lineup, you've been able to play off the ball a lot. Is that something that you've enjoyed doing with being able to get open shots and whatnot?
I mean, when it works, I enjoy it. anything that can help the team, obviously, me playing the two is something that we need right now, since we are a little short on the wing. But, I'd still like to be able to play point guard eventually. But at the same time, playing with Nate is really easy. He's great at pushing the ball, finding guys in transition. So whatever the team needs me to do is, what I'm completely fine with doing.
You said you guys played some meatball. Is part of that because, you look around, there's no PJ out there. Like you guys are just trying to find some scoring, somebody to kind of step forward?
Yeah, I mean, if we had PJ and Leslie, the roles would be a lot more defined than they are. We have JP, who didn't play a whole lot last year, and he's a great player, but he's getting a chance to play major minutes now. James Michaels back to his natural position. I'm playing a different position, so the roles aren't clearly defined, and at times that can be tough to, exactly be in sync on offense. But we're doing a better job. We did a better job in the second half of just being patient, at least working the clock, changing the size of the floor a couple times before we take bad shots.
Does this group have to move the ball around better to get better looks, kind of as you guys are currently constructed, just maybe with an explosive score like PJ or something like that?
Yeah. I mean, we're not a team filled with shot creators, a guy that you can just get the ball in the wing, say, get us a basket. So it's important that we set a lot of screens, that we use screens, change size of the floor, give the defense a chance to make a mistake because that's how you get good shots, One pass and jump a long jump shot leads to easy scores for the other team. So we just got to keep that in the back of our mind that getting great shots is only going to help us on each end of the floor.
Last week, you guys in the first half shot 74%, and tonight was a complete turnaround. What contributed to that, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I was just talking about. Just our shot selection, guys weren't fully invested in getting the best shot for Carolina rather than, getting a shot attempt up or, just worrying about their own field goal attempts. And that showed in our field goal percentage. We shot like 20-something percent or 9 for 30-something from the floor. And then in the second half, we shot above 50% because we did the things that we did in the first half of last game.
It seemed like later in the game, you were kind of playing on the ball a little bit more and bringing the ball up and taking more control of the offense. Was that just kind of by design with the personnel that was on the court and the lineup, or is it more the other thing worked out where whoever has the hot hand kind of takes control?
Well, I just felt I had to take charge a little bit just because, my backcourt mates are Luke and Nate, who aren't as experienced as me. So I feel like if I have the ball, you know, I can make decisions and, you know, be more aggressive but still under control. It was just a thing where I felt as a leader I needed to have the ball in my hands a little bit more and, you know, try to get James Michael some shots and just be the lead guard for a while.
Is that kind of how it's set up, where in closer situations and in bigger games you'll take over the ball handling duties, even though you might not start off that way?
I mean, it's not by design, but, I mean, I can see that happening, you know, just because that's the natural tendency I have to do. I want, in close games and tough situations, I want the ball in my hands because I have a lot of confidence in myself as a playmaker, and I think my teammates do too. So it's just something I guess I'm naturally inclined to do.
Bryce talked about that he thought you two were really clicking during that run in the second half. Can you speak to his play and what he provided you guys tonight?
Yeah, I mean, Bryce is great when he hits the offensive boards. When he gets low position, he's, you know, he can make that turnaround jump hook or turnaround jump shot all day. So we were able to get him a couple of easy baskets. He got a put back, and then, you know, that lifted the energy of our entire team. So he's somebody that we kind of feed off when he gets a dunk or if he gets a couple jump hooks. He gets all excited, and then we kind of feed off that. And he's kind of our energy guy, is that sixth man.
Is there a real value on a team that sometimes is struggling to score to get that quick offensive punch off the bench?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, you switch the lineup up and something good happens. The whole team gets boosted up a little bit, and then it's easier to defend. It's easier to go box out, and you just kind of feed off that. And I think Bryce does a great job of providing that little spark, especially offensively, off the bench.
Do you feel like this team has an identity yet offensively?
I mean, it's tough to say just because there's so much going on that's different. You know, Max finally back playing his old position, his natural position for most of the game. You know, me and Nate are still getting used to playing together. So it's hard to say we have an identity, but we understand that we can hang our hat on the defensive end and the rebounding. And then the offense will eventually take care of itself as long as we, you know, work hard as a team to get good shots.
It seemed like Bryce was a little disgusted after this game, actually. I mean, how emotionally invested is he out there?
I mean, you see it. You can see it. It's easy to see. I mean, he wears it on his sleeve. He's just really – he gets emotional. He really cares, you know. And that's the kind of emotion and intensity we need from everybody, you know. He needs to do a better job of not letting the bad play affect him. But at the same time, he's bringing the energy, he's bringing the emotion, and you got to have a couple guys that get fired up like that because it helps the team out.
He said that you were talking to him in the locker room after the game.
Yeah. Me and Bryce are close. We room together, we live together, we're living together next year. So we talk about everything. And, you know, I was just boosting his confidence up, and he does the same to me. Or if he makes a bad mistake on defense, I'll yell at him, and he understands that I'm trying to push him, make him a better player. So we have that kind of relationship where we can challenge each other or, you know, talk to each other about basketball without getting upset at each other.
Does that help you on the court, like a night like tonight when you guys were scoring back and forth?
Basically? Yeah. Oh, it's great. You know, when you see one of your guys, you know, playing well and helping the team do better, you know, there's nothing more you can ask for.
How important is it for you guys to get more offensive possessions than you, like more second chances than you guys have been getting?
It's very important. Coach Williams loves rebound margins. He loves, you know, offensive rebounds. I think that's one of our strengths on the offensive end, is being able to attack the glass and getting more shots than the other team. So that's something we need to focus on a little bit more, especially tonight, because we were bigger and more athletic than them on the front line, and we didn't take advantage of that. So, you know, we got to do a better job on the boards. But, I mean, the other night we did great on the boards. So it's just something we have to do consistently.
Appreciate it.